Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. You're either in the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. Jesus said, "Whoever does not gather with me scatters." Today, another look at parables that help us fight the good fight during a time when Satan can still cause a lot of trouble. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is continuing a series from the parables he's calling You Can't Redo Life. Today, we turn again to Luke chapter 11 for more lessons on getting spiritual warfare right.
If you simply say to yourself, I'm going to accept this or not accept it, and your life is empty, all kinds of evil grows in an empty life. And Jesus is warning about a negative life that just says, I won't do A, B, C, D, and then does not fill itself with God and its promises. So beware of an empty life. It is the devil's workshop. Now, where does all this leave us? Why should these passages of Scripture and these two parables, why should they transform us? I want to make a couple of observations. The first is this, that do you notice how it's impossible to be neutral about Jesus? Because, you see, there are only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness, and there's the kingdom of his dear Son, as we find out in the book of Colossians. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And today, everyone who is listening to this message is in one kingdom or the other. Those of you who are neutral about Jesus, you say, well, you know, I admire him. He's a great teacher. He's a great this and that. Those of you who are neutral about him, you're actually, I'm sorry to say, and I want to say this lovingly, but you're siding with the kingdom of darkness. Jesus said it there very clearly in verse 23. Whoever is not with me is against me. So I have to ask you at least, are you with Jesus? Are you with Jesus? And then he says, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. What a wonderful example of what the devil does. He wants to scatter. He wants to divide families. He wants to divide people. He wants to divide churches. He wants to divide you, even to be at war within yourself, so that you can't stand to live with yourself anymore. He is a being of division. So you can't be neutral. That's why I invite you to believe on Jesus today and be saved, and to say, no longer am I going to be neutral. We sang a few moments ago, I've decided to follow Jesus, but the first step in doing that is to admit in humble repentance that you need a Savior to translate you from darkness into light. But you can't be neutral. Secondly, how do we apply this in our lives? It is by recognizing that we need to stay close to the stronger man. Because here's what happens. Even though Jesus disarmed Satan and all of his authority, Satan is out on bond today. His sentence has been commuted. He knows that it's hellfire, deservedly so. He knows that his judgment is absolutely secure. But for reasons that we can't go into this morning, God has still allowed him to have a measure of authority. He's still spoken of in the New Testament as the God of this world, even though he is defeated legally and in other ways. And if you and I do not stand against him, he will come after our families, after our own lives, after our churches, and he will want to bring darkness and division instead of unity and hope. Parents, I'm talking to you now. Do not let Satan steal your children from you. All right? And you can only do that by filling your own life with the Word of God. And it isn't enough to simply fill your children with the Word of God, getting them to memorize lots of verses, though that's good and necessary. Ultimately, it's going to be your relationship with your children and not what has been put into their minds in terms of truth, and that is important to do. But it's going to be your relationship with your children, your humility, your willingness to admit that you are wrong, your willingness to be in favor and to rejoice in the success of other family members rather than tearing them down and bringing the kind of division and the scattering that Satan does. And that only comes, the victory only comes by vigilance. It comes by what we call warfare praying, putting on the armor of God, as it says in the book of Ephesians, because after all, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness. Do you notice all of the categories there? Because of the way in which Satan is so well organized. I have no doubt that he has some of his minions assigned to you, hoping that there will be opportunities for you to destroy your life, even in a moment of time. Opportunities for you is what he would want, is to convince yourself that darkness actually is preferable to light, or that darkness is light. And those deceptions are the ones that he wants to bring into our lives. The Bible says in the book of James, resist the devil. And that's not easy. It's not something you can just do in a moment of time, though you do it in a moment of time, but it is a lifestyle. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And there are times, I believe, when we have to go into the kingdom of darkness to rescue those children through our prayers, through our intercession, and our own connection with them, and we need to say, Satan, you can't have what you want in this home. Jesus, the stronger man, has triumphed, and we depend upon him to crush the tempter, because he took his heel, and he took the head of the serpent, and he grounded into the gravel like this, and won a victory. Aren't you glad today that we have a stronger man? Than Satan. I love to tell the story, evidently true. In one of our museums here in America, there is a painting. And the painting was made, and it is entitled, Playing Chess with the Devil. And in the painting, and if you know anything about chess, you'll understand this much better, that actually I have to throw this in. I have an 11-year-old grandson who beat me at chess the other day, just totally wiped me out. But if you know how chess is played, what it said is playing chess with the devil, and the devil is announcing checkmate in three moves. Because you know how you can think through what all the moves and all the options are. Paul Morphy, some of you perhaps have heard of him. I think you can go online and learn about him, a great chess player. Looked at that painting and stared at it and began to think about moving this piece or moving that piece. And then he said, young man, there's a move you can make. The painter had overlooked a possibility. And it wasn't checkmate in three moves. Today, the devil says checkmate. And we say, I say to you today, there's a stronger man in the room, and there is a move we can all make. And we can say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. You'll not have me, you'll not have my spouse, you'll not have my children, because the kingdom of light is stronger than the kingdom of darkness. So no matter where you are today on the continuum, some of you in the kingdom of darkness, I urge you to receive Christ as Savior. He'll translate you into the kingdom of light. Some of you are in the kingdom of light, but you're walking as if you're in the kingdom of darkness. submitting to the devil in so many subtle, unrecognized ways, when in our hearts and in heaven today, there is a stronger man who spoiled the works of the evil one. Would you join me as we pray? Father, we're just being honest here as we confess that so often we have given in, sometimes even deliberately, to that evil ruler called Satan. We've listened to his demons. We've listened to his temptations. And we've said to ourselves that this way seems best for now. Father, deliver us from the deceptions that we so gladly accept, and show us ourselves, show us Jesus, and may we be absolutely convinced that his triumph is secure, it is eternal, and it is finished. Before I close this prayer, what do you have to say to God today? No matter who you are, no matter where you're listening, whether on the internet or the radio, you talk to God at this moment. Father, the work that you've begun, complete it to your glory, to your honor, as we worship today the stronger man. We thank you that Satan met his match, and it's no contest. By the finger of God, he must let go. Lead us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, today, if you receive Jesus Christ as Savior, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. I urge you to do that. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, would you let us know? In a moment, you're going to be given a phone number that you can use to connect with us. We'd love to hear about your testimony. We'd like to hear about how God is using Running to Win in your life. And thank you to the many of you who pray for us, you support us. We are dependent upon you for our continuing media ministry here from the Moody Church. Meanwhile, I want to remind you that behind the physical forces of the world that are seen, there is spiritual warfare. I encourage you today to put on the whole armor of God. And that isn't simply reciting a prayer. It is really the life that you and I live that protects us by God's grace and power from the enemy. You know, in the Old Testament, it says that when Israel was going across the Red Sea, the cloud that was ahead of them ended up moving behind them to keep them from the Egyptians so that the Egyptians could not touch them all night. Spiritual protection. Pray that for yourself. Pray that for your children. And God bless you, and I'll see you right here next time on Running to Win.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer has now concluded Getting Spiritual Warfare Right, another in a series from the parables on You Can't Redo Life. Next time on Running to Win, Getting Faithfulness Right. All 10 parts of You Can't Redo Life can be yours on CD, sent as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.